US and EU governments were extremely positive about TTIP on its initial announcement, but the proposed free trade agreement has become extremely controversial. Supporters have heralded its potential economic benefits. They argue that the resulting increased trade will trickle down to the tune of €545 extra a year per household from 2027. But considerable concerns have grown around regulatory standards that could be compromised by the agreement. Questions have also arisen over a perceived lack of transparency around the negotiations. Some activists fear the deal will favour big businesses at the expense of the wider public. There are also fears in the UK that the arbitration courts expected to be included in the TTIP arrangement could compromise the NHS. Dispute settlements could potentially allow investors to sue governments if they fail to honour private contracts in public services. Rebecca Falcon of 38 Degrees, a campaign group with over 2.5 million members, expressed the organisation's misgivings.
What we're concerned about with this deal is that it's really entrenching privatisation into our public services. So we already had laws last year like the Health and Social Care Act, which opened up the NHS to further privatisation. And trade deals like this just entrench those laws, make them solid under international law and much harder to overturn. And the reason that we're concerned about this is because we're so lucky to have a public health service in the UK. Imagine a world where the profits of private health companies dictated how our elderly and our sick people in the UK received their care. I think that establishing the principle of privatisation in our health service is something that's a very dangerous road to go down in Britain, especially when we have such a great health service at the moment.
While the government has told the press that the NHS will be exempt from any deal, this has done little to quell opposition. Over 100,000 people have signed a petition demanding that TTIP be either fixed or scrapped. Ken Clark, the minister responsible for overseeing TTIP, retired from government in this summer's cabinet reshuffle. This means there is now no one in British government specifically working to constrain the role of these arbitration courts, which were initially set up to protect investment in unreliable states. But Simon Evenit, Professor of International Trade at the University of St. Gallen, claims it is still too early to speculate on whether such fears are justified.
Well, the truth is that the details on either of these provisions, whether it's privacy or these investor provisions, really matter. You can design these provisions in a way which circumvent all of those criticisms. But of course, we don't know the terms which are being negotiated. So the critics have a field day. They can raise all sorts of logical or at least potential alternatives and raise sort of articulating fears about them. And of course, the poor trade negotiators can't reveal what they're in the process of negotiating. And so it makes for a very easy target for the critics to advance their cause in opposition to various aspects of TTIP, whereas the supporters are ending up having to essentially try and deflect a whole list of maybes, many of which aren't really relevant.
He said that given the high-profile opposition, the agreement might not pass.
If it does get passed, I think it's going to be a substantially watered-down agreement dealing with some of the remaining trade barriers which are left between the US and the EU. But by and large, I mean, it's a real question mark as to whether or not this agreement is going to get signed anything along the lines of the ambition that was articulated last year when it was launched. These trade negotiations are much easier to launch than to conclude. Prime ministers and trade ministers love these events, as it looks like they're doing something. And then once we get into the details, you realise that a lot of companies have invested around the regulations in their home market. And the last thing they want to do is give their foreign rivals any commercial advantage without having to make similar investments and bearing similar costs. Then there's a very important political layer on top of this, the first of which is this fallout from the Snowden affair and the revelations about privacy and the potential intrusions against that. And then secondly, you've got civil society actively campaigning against any provisions in this agreement which would enable foreign investors to seek compensation when governments pass regulations that the investors don't like. Both of those concerns, privacy and investor state, have poisoned essentially the political atmosphere around this negotiation.
Rebecca Falcon of 38 Degrees said that secrecy surrounding the negotiations was also a cause for concern.
We're concerned that the interests of big businesses are being put before the interests of voters, and kind of that the process of negotiating this trade deal is not transparent and is not democratic. We've commissioned a YouGov poll which shows that 42% of the public don't trust the government to put the interests of our publicly owned NHS above those of business interests. Currently, negotiations are happening in back rooms in Brussels. You've got American medical companies showing interest in this deal, and our NHS is being used as a bargaining chip.
But Dennis Novy, a professor of economics at the University of Warwick, who acted as a specialist advisor to the House of Lords regarding TTIP, says it is normal for such trade agreements to be negotiated in private.
Transparency is typically an issue with international trade negotiations, simply because the two parties, or however many parties there are, they need to thrash out the deal before they can bring it back to the legislator or parliament or government to approve or actually review. Now, the problem is, if you do not have any form of, call it secrecy or lack of transparency, then the problem is you will probably never get ahead with making negotiations. Suppose you're trying to work through a difficult area about, say, tariffs, which tariffs you want to cut, which industry and which products and so on and so on. As soon as you made that transparent, then of course you would have all the parts of industry or elsewhere that are against a specific tax cut crying out very loudly, then you would probably never get along with negotiating anything. So that's always an issue with trade negotiations, and it sits uncomfortably a little bit with transparent government, because we try to make things open in democratic societies, but it's by no means anything that's unusual, and there's lots of policy that government talks about on a daily basis that doesn't really get published until there's some final result.
Professor Novy also argues that many of the concerns of TTIP opponents are unwarranted.
I think there's a lot of confusion out there. I think this issue about the NHS is largely centered on ISDS, Investor-State Dispute Settlement. This is an institutional arrangement that has been around for decades. The UK has that mechanism in pretty much all of the free trade agreements that the UK is subject to. I mean, these are typically negotiated by the EU these days, of course, because this is an EU competence. And what that simply means is that if a foreign company gets discriminated against by domestic courts, if the legal system is not quite up for it, then this foreign company, which is typically a foreign investor, would have the opportunity to go through an alternative system, which is this dispute settlement mechanism, that's the arbitration system, to try to get justice. Now, what's very, very important to understand here, and I think this is where the public debate has gotten it completely wrong in most instances, is that this does not afford foreign companies or foreign investors any additional rights. It is just an enforcement mechanism. So it's not that the foreign company somehow has bigger power or different ways of agreeing a contract or anything like that. That's not the case. It's strictly an enforcement mechanism.
9,000 members of 38 Degrees will on Saturday be raising awareness about what they see as the dangers of the agreement. Academic opinion seems less concerned about the threat of TTIP to the NHS, and some have pointed out that Britain has in the past insisted on featuring the same arbitration courts in other free trade deals. But public pressure over the agreement seems likely to increase, with the final details of TTIP still some time away from being agreed upon between the US and EU, let alone released to the public.